This is Radio Nepal. I am Asen Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Issues of climate change impact on Himalayas discussed in high-level meeting of COP29. Nepal calls for actions to mitigate the impact of climate change in the Himalayas. Candidacy filling for upcoming local-level by-elections set for tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel directs concerned government officials to carry out works effectively to meet tax collection targets, and the UN climate chief urges G20 nations to push COP29 negotiations toward a deal to raise fund for developing nations. Now the news in detail. Discussions have been held on the impact of climate change in the Himalayas during the high-level meeting of the 29th Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, underway. In the program organized by the COP Presidency on Friday, the fifth day of COP29, Nepal called attention of the global community towards the consequences of climate change on the ecosystem in the Himalayan region. Addressing the meeting on behalf of the Minister for Forests and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri, Ministry Secretary Dr. Deepak Kumar Kharel drew the world's attention towards the significance of the mountain region in maintaining the ecological balance in the world and towards the impact of the climate change in the Himalayas and the required actions to mitigate the impact. Meanwhile, Minister Shahi and UK Minister for Climate Kerry McCarthy had a meeting on Friday. The brief meeting between the two ministers took place following a program on carbon trading organized as part of the COP29. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed on stopping the politics done in the guise of religion. Inaugurating the Golden Jubilee celebration of the Buddha Bihar Sangh in Lalitpur today, Prime Minister Oli said everyone has rights to choose religion, but politics in the guise of religion is unacceptable. The Prime Minister viewed adoption of religion should foster non-violence, peace and unity, thereby maintaining religious tolerance. Reiterating the Buddhist religion and teachings of the Lord Buddha should not be misused for political purpose, the head of the government said Buddhist philosophy is for peace, non-violence and humanity. Nominations for the candidates vying in the upcoming by-election are to be registered from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. The Election Commission's Joint Secretary and Spokesperson, Neeta Pokhrel, said the nomination registration would take place in the election officer's office in the concerned local levels. Spokesperson Pokhrel said the lists of the candidates will be published on the same day from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The commission said 32 officers were set for chief election officers, while 6 other officers in the related local levels for election officers were established. The by-election is slated on the 1st of December for 44 vacant seats across the country. Election symbols will be conferred on the candidates between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the 20th of November itself, while the by-election will be held from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has directed the concerned government officials to carry out their works effectively to collect tax as per the target. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the National Tax Day in Kathmandu today, Finance Minister Paudel said the performance of the Inland Revenue Department and the subordinate officers must not be slow off the mark. According to the Finance Minister, modernization of tax administration, minimization of cost, development of technological workforce and expansion of tax net should be priorities. Meanwhile, Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari said the government was considering expanding tax net. At a program organized by the Inland Revenue Office in Nepalganj, marking the National Tax Day and the Tax Week today, Minister Bhandari clarified that impending expansion on TaxNet was aimed at improving and strengthening tax collection system. CPN Maui Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that his party would stage a new movement for the cause of form of governance, electoral system and the identity that his party raised as the note of dissent during the meeting, rather time of constitution promulgation. At a program organized by the Kavre Kathmandu Liaison Coordination Committee of the Maoist Center today, leader Dahal argued that those issues were required to be raised again as the country cannot progress in status quo. The Maoist Center chairman also appealed to all to support the new socialist movement to be waged under his party's leadership. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi le majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom. Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens is all set to bring a national strategy to end child marriage. The strategy is aimed at reducing and ending one of the social ills, child marriage, prevalent in many districts in the country. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Nawal Kishore Sasodi, said that the formation of the national strategy had reached a final stage. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The UN's climate chief urged G20 nations on Saturday to push COP29 negotiations toward a deal to raise money for developing nations, warning there was a long way to go. According to AFP news agency, negotiators worked through the night to narrow their differences at the UN talks in Baku before ministers arrive next week for the final days of the summit, but major differences remain. UN Climate Chief Simon Still appealed for leaders of the group of 20 nations, which includes the world's biggest economies and top polluters, to weigh in when they meet in Brazil on Monday. Some developing countries, which are least responsible for global greenhouse gas emissions, want an annual commitment of $1.3 trillion to help them adapt to climate impact and transition to clean energy. The leaders of the United States, South Korea, and Japan have held a joint news conference to denounce the growing military cooperation between North Korea and Russia. According to Al Jazeera, the conference held on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC summit in Lima, of Peru, also served as a swan song for outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden, who will be leaving office in 2025. Earlier this week, North Korea signed into law a military treaty with another nuclear power, Russia, to bolster the latest war in Ukraine. The agreement includes a mutual defense pact, and already up to 10,000 North Korean troops have reportedly been sent to Russia's border with Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Issues of climate change impact on Himalayas discussed in high-level meeting of COP29. Nepal calls for actions to mitigate the impact of climate change in the Himalayas. Candidacy filing for upcoming local-level by-elections set for tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Powdal directs concerned government officials to carry out works effectively to meet tax collection targets. And the UN climate chief urges G20 nations to push COP29 negotiations toward a deal to raise funds for developing nations. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.